Burn, burn, tree and fern, shrivel and scorch a fizzling torch to light the night for our delight. Bake and toast and fry and roast 'em till beards blaze and eyes glaze. Till hair smells and skins crack, fat melts and bones black, and cinders lie beneath the sky, so dwarves shall die, and light the night for our delight. Yahey, yahari hey, yahoy.
And with that, yahoy, the flames were under Gandalf's tree. In a moment it spread to the others. The bark caught fire, the lower branches cracked. Then Gandalf climbed to the top of his tree. The sudden splendor flashed from his wand like lightning, as he got ready to spring down from on high, right among the spears of the goblins. That would have been the end of him, though he would probably have killed many of them as he came hurtling down like a thunderbolt. But he never leapt. Just at that moment, the Lord of the Eagles swept down from above, seized him in his talons, and was gone. There was a howl of anger and surprise from the goblins. Loud cried the Lord of the Eagles, to whom Gandalf had now spoken. Back swept the great birds that were with him, and down they came like huge black shadows. The wolves yammered and gnashed their teeth. The goblins yelled and stamped with rage, and flung their heavy spears in the air in vain. Over them swooped the eagles. The dark rush of their beating wings smote them to the floor, or drove them far away. Their talons tore at goblin faces. Other birds flew to the treetops and seized the dwarves, who were scrambling up now as far as ever they dared to go. Poor little Bilbo was very nearly left behind again. He just managed to catch hold of Dory's legs, as Dory was borne off last of all, and they went together above the tumult and the burning, Bilbo swinging in the air with his arms nearly breaking. Now far below, the goblins and the wolves were scattering far and wide in the woods. A few eagles were still circling and sweeping above the battleground. The flames about the trees sprang suddenly up above the highest branches. They went up in crackling fire. There was a sudden flurry of sparks and smoke. Bilbo had escaped only just in time.